The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Dr. Mike McFarland in studio with me and Autumn Warren Connolly. Hey, guys.
Hello. Hey there.
Guys and gals. I just had one of Autumn's delicious brownies, her homemade brownies that are fermented. Did you get one yet,
Not Dr. yet. McFarland? Not yet, but like looking one? Forward to it.
Sure. Oh my gosh, they're good. Well, so I didn't know until this morning that it's National Pet Appreciation Week.
Yes,
that's exciting.
And today is Hug Your Cat Day.
Hug Your Cat Day.
I will apparently. Do that.
I you know what's funny is, and Lexi says I don't think cats like to be hugged. I don't. Most of them don't, but they do like to cuddle. They do like to cuddle.
Yeah.
You know, at least my.
They have to be in the mood. I feel like cats are very. It's up to them when they want to love on you.
Yeah, that's true.
If they don't want to love on you and you're trying to, you'll get. Smacked.
I think it depends on the cat, though, because my cat will love on me anytime,
really?
On demand.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. She's
you
awesome.
Have just the one cat?
He's bragging.
Just one.
Yep. He's bragging right now.
Yeah. I am bragging.
Yeah. Well, how many cats do you have? Diamond, you don't have any cats or you don't have any pets. Okay. And then Autumn, how many pets do you have right now?
Oh, it's funny. The kids and I just did a meditation this morning thanking the universe for our pets. And I was like, we can't list all the chickens. Let's just group them as like one chicken.
How many chickens are there?
There's probably like 27.
Okay.
And so then
I'm getting close to that on dogs and cats.
Yeah. And then I've got dogs and cats. I don't know. You know, I don't want to give a number legally.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you mean because
there's laws about that?
Oh, yeah. How many?
No, you know what?
I forget.
You know what? There is. And that's one of the reasons I moved to Sunnyvale. That's one of the great things about Sunnyvale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no restrictions like that. I can have a horse if I want. I can have a couple of pigs.
I technically can too, even though I'm on a city lot. It's because I'm in Fort Worth, so I'm all grandfathered into some ag laws. So honestly, I can have a full-size horse on my lot, like right in the middle of downtown.
Wow.
I like to remind my neighbors of this.
That's cool. You should get a Ferris wheel and put it up too. I'm dying to buy a Ferris wheel. If anyone out there knows where I can buy one, a used,
it would be
of course.
So practical. You
well,
know?
You know what?
I mean, think
I know
of all the uses for it.
I know it's crazy, but I if I can get a good deal on a used one that's in good shape or something, I might entertain the thought because it would be so cool.
It would be cool.
It would be so cool. We
It'd
could
be
have
the talk
little
of the
fundraisers. Well, we could have fundraisers around it and stuff. I don't know. There's, you know.
Michael Jackson's might be for sale. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you'll have the next Neverland.
Did he have one?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to get weird or anything, but I love Michael Jackson. I mean, you know, he got robbed of his childhood, and so who wants to put all these restrictions anyway on how fast you have to grow up or if you can't be a kid when you're grown up? Right.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I don't know, being a grown up and still being able to behave like a child sometimes, that's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I mean, why do you get excited thinking about getting on a like an old fashioned, not too high, you know, if you're afraid of heights, but like that one, the one that we were with.
In the Notebook.
In the Notebook.
One. Yeah.
Like the one in the Notebook.
Well,
I want that
to
one.
Ferris Wheelers.
Yeah. Or Ferris Wheelers, that restaurant has one. But I heard that it's not running very well. It was down for repairs.
Like there's a chance people are going to fall out? Or
well, you know what? I heard a story. I don't know if it's true that someone did fall out a couple of weeks ago, but they were partaking in a lot of serious tomfoolery.
Okay.
So, well, if it's a bar, restaurant, and a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, that seems dangerous.
Yeah, you might want to padlock people in that case.
Yeah. Well, so you have a few cats and dogs. What are some of the names of them, Autumn?
My most recent favorite is a little rooster, and he's a bantam rooster, which means he's little bitty, so like maybe 6-8 inches tall.
Does he still cock-a-doodle-doo?
Oh yeah, all the time, like extra because he's little.
Oh jeez.
But he got
little rooster syndrome.
Yeah, he got out of my yard, but he's this really pretty silver, like this beautiful silver. And we were thinking of names, and he's like super handsome. And
call
like,
him Slick.
And we call him Anderson Cooper.
Oh, wow.
I like that. That's awesome.
But he got lost. And so I had to post a thing on my neighborhood Facebook that was like, missing rooster comes to Anderson Cooper.
Oh, my gosh. So Anderson Cooper, if you're listening right now, how does it feel to have a rooster named after you? That's pretty funny. Well, and then Lexi's got two. Lexi's got two dogs.
I've got Bonnie and Turner.
Bonnie Brinkley and Turner Merkel.
Turner Merkel.
Are their official names?
That poor last name.
And she has them on my property from time to time. And so, anyway, when they're out there, I'll go, "Hi, Turner Merkel
and
Turner
Bonnie
Merkel
Brinkley."
And Bonnie Brinkley. You know, when they get so excited. But we've got animals all over my property, like just all over the place. And of course, I'm going to list all my animals since it's National Pet Appreciation Week. So it should take us to the end of the show or this segment anyway. So I've got Mick. I've had him for about 13, 14 years. We were trying to figure out exactly what year I got him yesterday. And then I have Max and Ruby. They were originally named Barack and Obama because it was during the election. And I thought, certainly if I name them that, somebody will adopt them because they were cute little tiny puppies. Nobody wanted them. And so I ended up with them. And then my latest, of course, I lost my Zeusie boy a couple of months ago. And then Brad and Jeff, who I rescued during the Christmas holiday, and they are a riot. They are an absolute riot. They're a mess. They're two brothers, and I wouldn't separate them, and nobody would take them together, so I kept them. And I'm so glad I have them.
They're Brad and Jeff.
Brad and Jeff. Brad and Jeff, and I'm going to get a sister, and I'm going to name her Susan. And so that's my dogs. And then my cats, I have Luna. Luna, every one of my animals came off the street. Luna, I don't remember. Somebody gave it to Nia when she was like 5 years old, and she's over there talking. She's actually in studio today, my youngest daughter. excuse me. And then we have Luna, we have Dean the dance machine. He's the one that's infamous for peeing in my purse, among many other places. And then there's Clementine. She was crippled, her back leg. She wasn't able to walk properly, and they were going to euthanize her. And my oldest daughter brought her back from Oklahoma.
Can so she walk now?
Yeah, she walks now. She's got a strong upper body. She loves to climb on my fabric kitchen chairs.
Sure.
Absolutely loves to scale them all the time. It's like that's their playground.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they'll be ruined within a year, but it's okay. It's okay because they add so much to my life. And so, Pretzel. She forgot Pretzel on the list.
Oh, little Pretzel.
How could we forget Pretzel? He barks so much. That's how we got his name. I said, if you don't stop, I'm going to twist you into a pretzel. And so we named him Pretzel.
Did it deter him any?
And he's a mess. He's just a mess of a chihuahua mix. I don't know what he is, but get back to the cats. We've got Luna, Dean, Butters, Clementine. We've got Beans. That's another rescue, a little black one. So we named her Black Bean, short for Beans. And then there is a Marie. Marie's a beautiful white cat, again, off the street. She was nearly dead when we found her. She is absolutely gorgeous. She's completely white. We have a pink collar on her, and she's just aesthetically so pretty.
And she really is.
And she's fat as a cow now. So she looks like the one Marie from the movie. That's where she got her name from, the movie
Aristocats.
Oh, cute, cute.
Okay. I told you this was going to take us almost to the end here. And then there's my three little kittens. You know who I adopted? I found at Target in the bushes that were about a week old back in, I think it was November or just like the first part of December. It was, it was during the holiday season for sure. And I can remember grabbing them out of the bushes, and we were trying to feed the mother, okay? So we went back into Target to get more cat food to bring it out, and I was crawling on my hands and knees trying to, you know, go, "Here, kitty, kitty," trying to get the mom to come to us, and I hear these teeny tiny meows. I was like, oh, my gosh. So sure enough, they were in the bushes, and we took all three of them home, and then I couldn't separate them. And their names are Earl Grey, after the tea, you know, Earl Grey, and then there's Tiger, and then there's Spooky, which is Edgar Meowlin Poe, like Edgar Allan Poe, except Meowlin Poe. So that's all my pets for right now, and I hopefully no more. And then I've got.
Wait, you have some fish.
I do have fish, and you know what? They swim around so fast, I can't name them. I've only got a couple of big ones left from when I originally went to Walmart for 27 cents and bought these little tiny goldfish and koi fish and threw them in there. I've got one left from 7 years ago. That's a long time, isn't
that
it, for a fish to live?
The koi? Is
yeah,
that what it is?
Uh-huh.
They live longer.
Well, this was a koi even. Yeah, but these were like cheapy goldfish.
Like
so
the little feeder fish?
I don't have any like fancy koi. Maybe a couple little ones that I bought later on for like $8 a piece at PetSmart or somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I did have 27 or 22 fish. I don't know how many I have now. I think I have maybe 14 or 15. I've lost a couple over the last year. So that's always lovely.
Yeah.
When that happens, it's so gross.
That's kind of how I feel about chickens. They come and go. You know, everything's always trying to eat them.
Yeah.
And they're not, you know, they don't protect themselves as well as they
right. to, which doesn't mean that their lives should be discounted in any way. And so how we treat them in the factory farms is really, really brutal and awful.
Yeah.
And you should eat, if you want to eat chicken, try to get pasture raised. And the same with the eggs too, because there is truly so much cruelty in the animal industry.
Oh, there's
food industry.
Tons. If
it's
you've ever
horrible.
Been around a chicken, I mean, they're pretty aware of what's going on. You know, to treat them poorly, it would definitely feel wrong. If
well,
you
it's just
saw
bad.
It.
It's just wrong. Yeah. When the chicken trucks are horrible.
Yeah.
My friend sent me a video of one from the other day. I opened the show talking about it. I got very political and passionate about it. It's something I feel strongly about. It's not that I think that I can change the world and nobody should eat meat, but nobody should eat meat from an animal that has been harmed or abused.
For sure.
Or tortured.
Yeah.
Or milk or any of it. We just have to eat less of it and all of us will be better off for it. The earth and everyone, because moderation is what we need.
Yeah, and even if you just don't even care about the animals at all, you should, you know,
care
if
about
you want to be selfish and there's better nutrition from an animal that's been treated better, it'll keep you healthier. You're not then ingesting all the antibiotics and honestly, like the negative energy and stuff of that animal as well. So it's better for you to consume animals that have been treated
absolutely.
More humanely.
Well, and I think of the effects on the environment. I think about the dead zone that's in the Gulf of Mexico that is the size of the state of New Jersey from the runoff from the chicken farms. Tyson was called out on it and they got fined and they're hopefully cleaning up their act. But, you know, we just have to be more aware. That's all. More aware of what we're doing. So anyway. Well, we've got a really great show coming up, everyone. Dr. Mike McFarland's going to be talking about the importance of leaving work at home. And Autumn Warren Connolly is going to be talking about the importance of breathing. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Nothing feels right, but when you're with me, I'll make you believe that I've got the key. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
You guys know this song?
I thought I shook myself free.
We'll let it play.
I bounce back quicker than most.
I haven't heard this song in years, and I was in my laundry room today. And I don't know, I was just it just popped into my head.
Is this Elton John?
No.
Oh.
This is Mick Jagger.
Oh.
And it's Old Habits Die Hard.
Never heard it.
We'll let it just play for a minute. This is a great song. It really is if you've never heard it.
I thought I didn't know it either, and then
just,
when I hit the
it
chorus.
It just popped into my head. I can hear him singing.
No.
Here we go. Don't you love it? Isn't it?
Definitely fits our next topic.
Absolutely. That's why.
I could jam to that.
It's a great song. I knew we were talking today about, of course, the importance of leaving work at home and habits and all the things that make us mentally and emotionally happy. And I don't know why. Isn't that funny? That song came into my head. So I texted Autumn early this morning and said, hey, we got to play this song. So.
I was wondering what kind of song you'd have and if it was going to fit the topic. I was thinking maybe the Beatles, It's a Hard Day's Night or something like that.
That's a good one. We'll play that next.
This was a great one.
Oh, my gosh. And Old Habits do die hard, don't
they? Yes, they do.
Wow. Well, I love having the two of you in studio. Dr. Mike McFarland is a PhD, and he is a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas. Dr. Mike provides individual therapy to adolescents through adulthood. He specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders, and male body image and eating disorders. You can find Dr. McFarland at McFarlandPsychology.com. That's McFarlandPsychology.com. And of course, Autumn Warren Connolly is becoming a regular, weekly regular here on the show. All things Autumn. I love having her in studio. She is a self-taught vegan cook. Did you have one of the brownies yet?
Not yet.
You have to have one at the next segment.
Oh my gosh.
They're killer. They're absolutely killer. And you know, she even made them where they've got probiotics in them. So crazy. But she is a researcher of all natural remedies. She's an animal lover. We've already established that, like me. And she teaches free meditation and yoga classes. And she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find Autumn at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. And you can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com as well. So, Dr. McFarland, the importance of leaving work at home. So for many of us, you know, our job responsibilities, they really do seem to go on. I know for me, way beyond 9 to 5. So how does this impact us negatively?
Well, that's a really good question. I think most of us don't leave our work at work.
Oh,
you know,
I don't.
We drag it home with us, and that's the problem.
Well, I have an office in my home. I do most of my work at home.
Which makes it even tougher. There are a lot of people today that work from home. And so when they're working from home, it's really hard to create that separation.
Yeah, well, my office, I don't even really work in there. That's just where I store most of my stuff. And, of course, you know, my computer and just all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
But my work is in... on my patio, in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. I have books everywhere. So I'm just completely like I'm immersed in
right,
my work.
Right.
Constantly.
Almost 24/7.
Yeah.
And the research shows us that you know, highly stressful jobs contribute strongly to depression and anxiety. That's not really a surprise.
I
think if we didn't have the research, we would know that anyway.
Right.
And then we make it worse when we can't separate our personal life from our work life. It's a little bit easier, although we see this all the time in people that go to the office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and many times now we've got the internet, email, all kinds of communication methods to stay plugged in and tapped in and productive. I'll put that in quotes, productive, 24/7.
Oh, yeah, because you're doing your if you're doing a little bit of social media. I mean, the girls do most of it, but I always inject, you know, little things here and there just so, you know, everyone on the show is represented, you
That's
know.
Right. That's
and,
right.
And so you don't get away from it.
Right. And you can always think of something else to do. And as you said, you know, social media is being used for the workplace now. And so even that is an example. You get on social media. maybe to do something social, and then you think, oh, I could post this about work, and next thing you know, you're hooked again. So there's so many paths that lead us back to work, and it's a real problem. Not only in addition to depression and anxiety, we really find that we don't enjoy our free time as much, you know, because our free time, even if we call it free time, really ends up being work time. And
can you become a workaholic too?
Oh, sure.
Because like I never get away from it. But this is a creative job too. And okay, so if you're really passionate and love what you're doing though, then it doesn't really seem like work, because I know this morning when I text you, Diamond, it just popped into my head. It's like I couldn't help it. And then I was like, and it all, you know, it's a collaboration. And so it's hard to not think about it.
Well, yes, and we can't completely stop thinking about it, and it's not all bad to just sort of have things on the back burner, but whether or not we work from home or we have an office, having the mentality that work is a part of our life and we have all these other things that are parts of our life and we must strike a balance, that's critically important.
Wow.
Once you kind of cross that line and think to yourself, you know, I can pretty much work whenever I need to or want to, then that's the point where you sort of lose control. And we know
what's the point? I want to know, because I might be
that. When you cross that mindset from work is done at a certain period of time and then I do the rest of my things, to I can kind of work into my day whenever I want to or whenever I need to. Once you kind of open the entire 24-hour cycle or day to the possibility of work, then, you know, bad things start to happen. Oftentimes, we lose that balance in our life. Something starts to go, whether it's our social relationships, our exercise, our relationship with food, hobbies, giving back to the community, taking care of friends and family. All these things tend to get pushed to the side or neglected because work takes a prominent role in our lives, almost everybody's life. I mean, we depend on work for our livelihood, most of us.
I mean, so many, we all struggle for the legal tender. I mean, we all do. Sure. Those are the words of Jackson Brown, not me.
But
I mean, how do you stop that? I mean, when you were saying the things that we forget about, I'm like, oh my gosh, got to call my brother. Oh my gosh, I got to do this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm guilty of that.
Right.
But I feel like I think I have balance because I shut down on the weekends from the radio show for the most part, you know?
Well, we've got to regularly assess that level of balance by reflecting on what are the key priorities in our lives. And usually they fall into broad categories. One, of course, is work and financial, which those two often dovetail. Typically, family is part of that, friends, community, hobbies, health. You know, those things we need to look at. Your spiritual life, of course, is critical as well for many people. But striking
it is for everybody, even if they don't know it.
That's true.
Spiritual doesn't mean, it means a lot of things. In fact, I have this book open and right in front of me. There's a spiritual solution to every problem by Wayne Dyer. And he talks about all different types of belief systems, not just one.
Right, right. And agreed. And it's an important aspect of people's lives that is often neglected because it seems to be intangible and we're very materialistic and the things that are physically right in front of us oftentimes take the priority. So the real question here is, what do we do about this? And part of it is the mindset. You know, as opposed to giving yourself permission to work anytime you want or it occurs to you, we don't want to do that. We want to hold on to boundaries. So and even in creative jobs, we've got to learn some discipline around when we choose to do something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you could be, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, the mood has struck me, so I'm going to be painting till 8 in the morning. And then I'm going to sleep for 5 hours, which then you're missing productive hours of the day.
Absolutely.
So defining those boundaries.
We're going to talk more about it. We're going to go to break. I can tell you want to chime in, Autumn. So
I was just feeling guilty over here.
Why?
I'm a 4 a.m. waker upper and doer of things, but
that's because you're a mother of young children too.
Well, but
I got up at 6:09 this morning in order to get everything done I needed to get done.
Yeah.
But with the creativity, I almost feel like you have to strike while the iron's hot. Like I can't just tell myself be creative now.
Well, you could learn to do that, and a lot of creative and highly productive people have learned that.
I probably should
depend on it being a whim, then that's kind of a squishy, hard
it's
way to
scary,
live.
Honestly.
Yeah, it is scary because you don't know when the next inspiration's going to come.
Right. That's I struggle with that pretty much every day.
I might be able to help you out with that.
Okay.
So
I have things that I do to increase my creativity.
I would love to hear about that. You want to share a little bit about that?
Maybe after the break.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Part of it is music. I put on music and I dance. And when I dance, my mind goes off into a very creative state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what it's not uncommon for me to have pen and paper out while I'm dancing around the kitchen and swing back by the island to write down whatever idea just popped into my head. I'm always tapped into music.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, that's a good
yeah.
Idea.
And I think that that helps. So, but we've got lots more coming up with Dr. McFarlane, Dr. Mike McFarlane, and Autumn Warren Connolly. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
got it.
There you go. I love this song, too. Oh, my gosh. I can remember my older sisters dancing to the Beatles.
Wow.
And ironing their hair and putting on wet or damp, dry, skin-tight jeans. You know,
so they would fit perfectly.
Yeah. So they, mm-hmm. Of course, now they're definitely in vogue. You buy them that way. You just buy them really small. All right. Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. I've got Dr. Mike McFarland in the studio with me and Autumn Warren Connolly. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And our podcast after the broadcast is going to be up here real soon. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Mike McFarland on one of these podcasts after the broadcast about pornography. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to talk about that. That's going to be juicy.
It's interesting.
And yeah. All the damage that it's doing. So not quite so juicy. But anyway, you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors. They're all so great and they bring this programming to you. Longtime sponsors like Sun Warrior and the H Hemp Company, Sunlight and Saunas. I'll tell you the story after. I thought I was getting mine on Friday. It's funny. But anyway, I'm getting it this week. I can't wait. And of course, Paleo Magazine and the Wellbeing Journal. The new issues are out, I believe, on the newsstands today. Mm-hmm. And of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And H&M Company is one of our new sponsors, just like Sunlighten. You can use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And, you know, the H&M Company is made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. It's tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or any other contaminants. It's non-GMO and contains all natural ingredients, and that's why I use it. That's the H-Hemp Company, and so I encourage you to give it a try. So right before we went to break, we were talking about the importance of leaving work at home with Dr. Mike McFarland, PhD. He was talking about how important this is. So, yes. You know, we left off. So what can we do to maintain a better balance between our jobs and our personal lives?
Well, it starts with the mindset. So first of all, we've got to recognize that letting work ooze into the rest of our lives, sort of seep into every aspect of our life, although we may feel like it does more for our job, it's actually cheating the quality of our own personal lives. So the first thing that we got to do is, in our heads, maintain a balance and a boundary between work and all those other aspects of our lives. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. I mean, there's no simple solution to this because our brain is working all the time.
Right.
And when we're at work, sometimes we think about things that we need to do at home or something social. And when we're at home, it's natural to think about some things at work. But we have to sort of discipline our thinking around these things. So when you have a thought about work, it's worth it to, once you've made that decision that we're not going to be focusing on it 24/7, you need to have some tools to capture your great ideas, but not necessarily act on those ideas spontaneously, because it sort of sidetracks you from whatever else you might be doing that's important within your life. Mm-hmm. So maybe you keep a notepad in your pocket, or maybe you keep an open document on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a great idea. Okay, great. Capture it. Maybe you record it with a voice memo and just say, I need to, email, blah, blah, blah.
I do that.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. And that's different than I've thought of it. Now I must do it. Because
right.
As soon as you start to do it, then you've sidetracked yourself again mm-hmm. from the other aspects of your life. We critically need time away from work to sort of recharge our batteries, regain perspective, think about other things, and that perspective we can then bring back to the workplace mm-hmm. and actually do a better job. When we don't get that perspective, when we're constantly immersed in it, you sort of can lose the forest for the trees because we're just seeing that next thing that's ahead for us. So we've got to back off. We've got to discipline our thoughts. When we catch ourselves thinking, oh, I need to go do blah, 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 fill in the blank, you just say to yourself, nope, I'm not going to waste my free time doing that. Not that it's not important. I'm going to capture that idea so that I can let myself off the hook, and then I'm going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of writing it down or recording it is that many times we think, oh, if I don't do it now, I will forget it. And so, or I've got to remember this, and then I've got to remember that.
Oh, I've gotten up out of bed to write lists before. I do that. Yeah. Now I have a notebook beside my bed. I finally
Excellent.
figured that one
out. Yeah, but many people don't figure that out.
Well, so because then, I figured that if I had it beside my bed, it would make me think more. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Knowing that it was right there instead of trying to concentrate on just falling asleep. But I found myself getting up and running to the kitchen to write stuff down. So I thought, that's ridiculous. So now I keep the notebook right beside my bed.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. Then you can capture that thought and say to yourself while you're laying in bed, I can let that go.
Yeah.
I can be peaceful now and relax and unwind because everything that I need to address is captured for tomorrow.
Well, and it's not good to do two things at once anyway. You know, multitasking does shrink the frontal lobes. It does.
And none of us can afford our brains to shrink.
No, we can't.
It's just not a good thing.
Absolutely. Autumn, earlier you wanted to say something on this subject. Can you remember what you were?
Well, sure. I've been struggling to kind of find a work-home balance myself because I work from home. I mean, I go into the shop to when I do a brew and stuff like that. But otherwise, a lot of my work is creative. And mm-hmm. Sometimes it's stuff I'm coming up with on my own. Other times it's something that somebody in the company has asked me to do for them. But then I also homeschool my kids and I rescue animals and I've got a big garden. So it's like I'm constantly, ping-ponging, mm-hmm. You know, is how I feel. And I strive for efficiency in all areas of my life. And recently it's really come to my attention that I feel as though everything is taking a hit, you know, because I'm not able to truly focus on any one thing. It's like I go from one thing mm-hmm. to another thing, and then maybe I didn't finish the first thing, and it's just not really, I can see all kinds of productivity like falling through the gaps.
I call that spinning my wheels. I always feel like I'm spinning my wheels when I get into zones like that.
I don't like it.
It's a terrible feeling.
No, it's like I've got to pause, and I'll have to do one of my little meditations to like get myself out of this loop, and you know, it's constantly been running in my head, like how do I channel this creativity, or how do I, you know, create this schedule when a lot of what I'm doing is difficult to be scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would think this is more difficult for women because even as far as we've come socially, I'm sorry, we are still the primary caretakers for the most part of our children as mothers.
Yep. And it depends on the age of the children, of course.
Absolutely.
But there's a period of time in many women's lives where because of that caretaking role, their schedule is very much sort of dependent on...
Dictated.
Yeah, dictated
by
the
children.
Lot of other things.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
And so what's important, and it goes back to... This goes a little bit beyond just the work aspect because this is really balancing all aspects of your life. Recognize that there are periods of time when your life is going to be less balanced and... It's because of these things that are out of your mm-hmm. control, your priorities, or you've chosen a priority by having a family. So that was the overriding priority that you chose. And so during certain times with that responsibility, it's going to take precedence over many other things. Mm-hmm. And we just look at that and accept it. But if we think kind of big picture and say, okay, I've got all these irons in the fire and I'm not doing any of them well or not doing them like I would like to, reassess your priorities. Sometimes you might have 6 months, you might have a year, you might have 2 years where you just decide to put something aside mm-hmm. that is in your life a priority, but right now not a priority, and other things take precedence.
Well, and children should be a top priority.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't make them your top priority, you'll pay the price later.
That's right.
You absolutely will.
Yeah.
No doubt
sure.
about that.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a time to do certain things.
Yeah.
And when they demand the priority, that's when you give them that priority mm-hmm. because when that time has passed, no amount of trying to make up for what you didn't give them when they were younger is going to work.
Absolutely.
It has to be done when it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
When the time is right.
Yeah. Well, great stuff. I always love having you in studio.
Well, thank you for having
me. Are you kidding me? It's such a pleasure to have you here. It really is. Dr. Mike McFarland, he's awesome. You can find him at McFarlandPsychology.com. That's McFarlandPsychology.com. Coming up next, we've got Autumn Warren Connolly. She's going to be talking about the importance of breathing. And that should be good because we all breathe, mm-hmm. right? But a lot of us breathe incorrectly. And the better you breathe, the better you're going to feel. So everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, I'm Laravelle Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA, or visit PETA.org.
Hello, hello, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. Thank you for that, Diamond Gray. I'm in studio with Autumn Warren Connolly and Dr. Mike McFarland. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Again, a big shout out to our sponsors, because they really care about you and the planet. Great companies like Sun Warrior, Sunlight and Sauna, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay, or Autumn. I need to breathe. I don't breathe that well, especially when I'm reading so much. So tell me, the importance of breathing. Autumn Warren Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook. She is a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, and she teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. So what does it mean to practice breath, and don't we just breathe naturally?
Yes, everybody naturally breathes, but unfortunately we get ourselves stuck, kind of like we were talking about earlier with Dr. Mike, is that we get stuck in this loop, this anxiety or tension related loop of breathing in an anxious state. So when you breathe when you're anxious, it's a real short breath, and it usually emanates from your chest. And what that does, it's two things. It's triggered by your amygdala, which is the center of your brain that is responsible for fight fight or flight. And so it's, you know, which one, chicken or the egg? It's either your breathing that's triggering it or it's it that's triggering your breathing. But we never consciously step out of that and redirect ourselves into breathing in a more calm, natural state. So a lot of times when people, when I first start working with people for a meditation practice, I'll just simply have them practice their breath for 3 to 4 weeks.
As I'm sitting here listening to you talk, I'm being very conscious. And
I am too.
Are
I'm
you?
Doing the same
I'm
thing.
Really like, nervous.
In and
I'm
like,
out. Oh, I know. And I certainly, I do not, the only time I breathe really deep is when I'm dancing or I'm like exercising. That's it.
Yeah. And you know, it matters where the breath comes from too. So most mammals, the way that they breathe, if you watch a newborn baby or if you watch a puppy or anything like that, the way they breathe is big tummy breath. So like the belly goes up like a balloon is being filled with air, and mm-hmm. then all the air squeezes out. Whereas most adults, when you watch them, and I am a big people watcher, and when I'm having conversations with people, I try to kind
You're
of
watching
analyze.
Their belly.
I want to see where they're breathing from. Are they relaxed, in a relaxed state as they're speaking to me, or are they anxious when they're talking to me? And it's really easy to tell.
That's cool.
It is cool.
So you've been checking out my breath all these months, huh?
Everyone's. No one is immune.
How is Dr. McFarland's breath today?
Dr. McFarland
Don't tell.
You know, you're a pretty relaxed guy.
Oh my gosh, that's
I
hysterical.
Think so.
All right.
Well, so how do you know if you're breathing from a place of anxiety or tension? You just kind of said it, but is there any other telltale signs?
Yeah. If you ever have to, if you ever feel like you've got to take a big inhale, or if you feel like you're out of breath, like from doing, you know, something simple that wouldn't really be considered cardio or something like that. If you ever stop breathing for short periods of time, you know, sometimes people, you know, talking about work earlier, you know, if you're in a really fast paced thing, it's like you may kind of forget and skip a breath. But you should be having a constant, very slow in and out breath pattern. It shouldn't be subject to what it is that you're doing. Your breath should remain constant no matter mm-hmm. the situation.
Just talking about it's making me breathe weird.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing it too?
Mm-hmm.
Are
yeah.
you?
Well, I've been kind of out of breath. Like I catch
yeah,
myself
I
like,
I get
why
out
am
of breath.
Doing
after,
that?
I get out of breath after I eat.
Yeah, well,
stuffing it all down.
Is that a volume thing?
No,
or
I don't know. I just
it's probably because when you're eating, the metabolic process, it requires more oxygen.
Yeah.
So then that probably means that you're breathing from an anxious state. So you're doing shorter breaths. So when your body is actually, you know, under siege, you know, because it's needing to digest to process the food, the oxygen it requires for that is higher, and you're not breathing quite enough.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, and I think I would clarify by saying when I eat too much. So I probably mm-hmm. shouldn't have had that brownie because I'd already tested all these bars that we have in here. And then it's like, oh my gosh, you know, when you're full, your
yeah.
body is, all that blood is going to your
yeah.
stomach
right.
to process, you know, the food.
Yeah.
So,
same
so
thing
it would
with
make
women,
sense.
With women who are pregnant, there's a lot of extra blood flow going into the abdominal area. So a lot of pregnant women, they have a real difficult time catching their breath too. And so it's very important for pregnant women too.
When you would know this, I bet you know this off the top of your head. I couldn't remember. I was trying to think of the increase in blood volume in the average pregnancy in the last term. Is it something like 35
yeah.
or 40%,
mm-hmm.
something like that?
Yeah,
think
it's
about
really
that,
high.
You guys. Think about what
That's
we have to go through. That's a lot of change.
So think
in
about
your body.
How much more breath you need in order to support the oxygen levels and that much increased blood flow. It's quite a bit. So when I was pregnant, you know, it was really when I started taking my breath practice more seriously. And I mean, it would be 15 minutes a day or so that I would just sit and simply focus on long, deep inhales and exhales.
Well, yeah, because it affects the growth of the baby, doesn't it?
It does. It honestly was a little bit more selfishly directed towards myself. And I was really anemic, and it just, mm-hmm. it was just, you know, it's I'm a small person having big babies.
Yeah. Well, but I know a lot of people have always said this to me over the years. The breath is always with you, Bernadette. You
it
know?
Is.
And it's free. It's out there. It's always right there with you. You don't have to go pull it out of your bag. Just think about it and breathe.
Well, if you want to go, you know, if you want to go that direction, spiritually speaking, what it's called in my practice is prana, and it's the life force.
Right.
It's the life energy. So, you know, you can go days without food and water, but without breath, you can only go minutes. And it is thought breath that every an inhale that you breathe in, you are breathing in, you know, the intangible element of the universe of spirit. And so a lot of the breath practices that I do, you're holding your breath and you're, you know, you're growing, you know, a spark of life force into, you know, like a glowing energy that emanates throughout your body. And I, in fact, do a meditation where I sing about breath practice. It's prana, you know, basically thanking the universe for the breath of life.
She's got her mala beads on.
Yeah, I brought them to show you today.
Yeah, they're really cool. Do you know what those are? Do you know about the 108?
I don't.
Yeah, we talked about it on the air last week about the significance of the mala beads is the same number of beads as the Catholic rosary as well, 108.
Okay.
Which is also like how many miles from...
Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's a little bit of a word problem.
But it's math.
It's so cool. So, you know, the 108 number, you know, it's written down in ancient, like, Vedic scripture. But the number 108, what it represents is the distance... The distance, I'm going to mess it all up, but it's something along the distance from the earth to the moon and from the sun to the moon. It's like 108 is the number, you know, way before.
108 million miles.
Yeah, way before 108 somethings units. It was, you know, the number 108 would have been way before anybody had the capability, the technology to measure something like that. So it always is, it's going in there. I like to always say, you know, spirituality, you know, people like to prove spirituality with science, but honestly the science, you know, hasn't quite caught up to the spirituality yet.
Well, yeah, and I mean this, as you said, that's the coolest part about it. This goes way back in time, long before they had the capability of measurement like they do now with the technology.
And they're called Mali beads?
Mala, M-A-L-A.
Oh, Mala. I said, did I say Mali? I think I
did. No,
okay, Mala. Okay. But okay, so the importance of breathing. So when's the best time to check in with your breath?
I think it's best just to check in anytime you have like that blip of free time throughout the day. So you were just saying, as I was talking about it, you were checking with yourself. I checked in with myself today while I was driving here. It's like anytime you just have that mental downtime, it's good to go, wait, how am I breathing right now in this relaxed state? And sometimes even though you think that you're in a relaxed state, you're not. Maybe, you know, I was rushing to get out of the house. I, you know, forgot something. I had to run back out. And it's like, even though I was kind of chilling out and listening to music on the drive here, I realized that my breathing was a little bit fast paced and I just took a moment to recenter it.
So I think I'm going to start checking my breath in the laundry room.
Yes, do that.
I don't know what it is about my laundry room. I find myself like relaxing and fiddle farting around in there. I don't know. And so my mind wanders.
It's a good place. I mean, anything kind of mundane is a good time to check in. You know,
that would be laundry, mundane.
Yes, that's very mundane.
Yes.
I was proud of myself because I did this really complicated meditation for 40 days straight. And so I, you know, self-servingly went to tell her about it. And I'm like, I've done this meditation and I'm so proud and it's gone so well. And I see these benefits in my life. And she just sat there and she's a very beautiful woman with like these twinkly eyes. And she's just smiling at me the whole time and letting me finish. And she stops and she goes, you know, I'm glad that you did that meditation, but even as you're sitting here talking to me, you don't know how to breathe. Maybe you should focus on that.
Oh, wow.
And for the next year, I mean, she didn't say it vindictively or spitefully. She's just going, you know, instead of reaching for the moon right now, why don't you go back to the foundation because you don't still have that. And she's right because, you know, I look up to her. So when I'm around her, I do get nervous. But the whole point of breathing is that you want to be able to keep it, you know, steady throughout the ebbs and flows of life. And when I was speaking with her, I still got, you know, kind of excited and whatever and lost track of my breathing. Mm-hmm. So I focused on it for about a year.
The breath is always with you, Autumn.
Yes, it is indeed.
Oh my gosh, I hated that we're out of time. This has been too much fun. Thank you so much, Dr. Mike McFarland. Always love having you in studio. Autumn Warren Connolly, same thing. Diamond Lexi, thank you. Everyone out there listening, thank you. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life, and you get lots and lots of breaths. So concentrate on that. Okay? And get out there and make the most of them.